So if you turned into CBS on your cable box early last evening, you did not hear this familiar snappy TikTok theme. New 60 Minutes, that's right. CBS and Time Warner cable subscribers are at war over cable fees. CBS wants to charge more for being the top-rated network and for its sports coverage, U.S. Open tennis, the NFL, etc., and its popular Showtime series, including Homeland. Time Warner doesn't want to pay and has shut off CBS in New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, elsewhere. Do not adjust your set, but maybe adjust the heads of the corporate brass keeping this dispute going. Joining us is John Lafayette, business editor for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. Welcome, John.
How are you? Thank you.
Is this the opening salvo of really what's going to be a big war between content providers and cable operators? The tables have turned once again.
This has really been ramping up. There seems to be more of these than ever before right now in terms of disputes between cable operators and programmers, resulting in viewers not being able to watch the shows they want to watch on their cable systems.
Does CBS have real leverage here compared to Time Warner?
Generally, yeah. The programmers have a lot of leverage because people like their TV shows a lot better than they like their cable bills.
And does this have a direct impact on CBS revenue in the sense that if it goes on for any length of time, this recalculates ratings, recalculates ad revenues, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. One of the analysts that follow these companies estimated that CBS loses about $400,000 a day between advertising revenue and retransmission fees. Now, that may sound like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, that's about a penny per share per week in terms of profitability. So CBS can afford to wait this out and probably will. But generally, these things don't take much more than 2 weeks before someone cries uncle.
Right, exactly. And what is CBS demanding that Time Warner believes is outrageous?
Well, the bottom line is it's more money. CBS is getting somewhere between 75 cents and a dollar per sub per month, and they probably want a multiple-year contract that'll top out at about $2 per sub.
And what would that mean for actual subscribers? And we would assume that what goes for Time Warner would go for every other cable distributor as well.
Exactly. Generally speaking, the amount of money that the cable guys are paying the programmers has been going up, and that's been a contributor to rising cable bills, although there's a lot of argument about how much programming is a factor and how much the cable guys are charging. There are other things that the cable guys are charging for as well besides programming.
In terms of paying for viewers, is the timing of this significant in the sense that, I mean, I guess 60 Minutes is certainly an important broadcast, but it's mostly older viewers. So we're just getting into the NFL season, and I suspect Homeland is headed back for another season. All that's right around the corner.
Right. This is sort of a soft period in time right now in the summertime, but once the regular season, both for football and for regular programming, starts kicking up, the pressure will get more intense on the cable operator because people will be more and more interested in the CBS programming.
So this could go on for the entire month of August?
It could. It could go on forever, but it's unlikely. I think that probably both sides will figure out about where this is going to land. And like I said, it'll probably come out somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks. They'll figure out where this is going to end up.
I'm wondering if this dispute is becoming a little bit like the way unions used to deal with the auto industry, in the sense that there was a big company that was the target each year, generally General Motors, but it could easily be Ford or Chrysler in the old days. And then the contract would be generalized to everybody. Is Comcast a possible target here in future disputes, or is it always pretty much Time Warner going to be taking the lead here?
It's not so much that Time Warner is taking the lead. It seems that Time Warner seems to be among the more likely companies to let these negotiations go to a blackout. Comcast is the largest of the cable operators, and they'll generally will set the tone in terms of getting the best feed because they're the biggest. Generally, the more subscribers you have, the lower the rate you pay.
So since you mentioned Comcast, we're talking to John Lafayette, who's business editor for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine, on the dispute between Time Warner and CBS. CBS, of course, blacked out on Time Warner distribution in Time Warner distribution markets, including Dallas and New York. You know, Comcast owns NBC, And I'm wondering if this gives Comcast sort of an upper hand, that they're kind of on both sides of the fence here in terms of the network and the cable operator divide.
I don't know about upper hand, but it certainly gives them a little bit of a split personality. Interestingly enough, Time Warner Cable has a little bit of a split personality as well. They've been setting up in Los Angeles some sports networks that are going to be very expensive, and the other carriers might not think that too much of the amount that Time Warner is thinking about charging them for that programming.
And is there anything that the content producers can do? I mean, can Homeland go anywhere else other than Showtime? Can CBS offer its NFL programming on the NFL network for any advantage there?
Well, the advantage really is making this a choke point. If people can go get the programming elsewhere, all you have to do if you're a Time Warner customer right now is call up Time Warner, cancel your service, and get DirecTV. Boom, you got your CBS programming. If you have an antenna, you can get your CBS programming that way. So there are other options for people who want to get CBS programming, but they would involve leaving Time Warner Cable by and large.
I'm wondering if there's a call being made from CBS to Netflix regarding any of this.
I don't know about Netflix, Under the Dome, which is a popular summer program for CBS right now, is available 4 days after broadcast on Amazon Prime. So people who are missing that show can get that show that way. And for CBS, that's important because CBS still gets paid by Amazon for that programming. And that's the point that CBS is making, that they want to get paid for their programming.
And maybe that's the headline there. John Lafayette is business editor for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. Thanks so much.
Very welcome. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.